Tax Tips with Pauline R. Murray Accountants. Excellence in tax.
Let's start our four-part weekly series for tax season to learn how to get the most out of your tax return, starting with what's changed this year and what you can actually claim. Is Pauline from Pauline R. Murray Accountants. Thanks for joining me in the studio, Pauline.
My pleasure, Jenny.
So let's start with what you can actually claim, what you can and can't claim.
You can claim anything that directly relates to work.
Right.
If you have something that's direct related to work, there's a connection with work, or you think you should be able to claim it, keep the receipts.
Mm-hmm.
These can be kept in hard copy, not always easy where they have the printouts, but you'll also have places like Bunnings will have them online.
Yep.
Officeworks have them online, but there does need to be documentation.
Take a little photo with your smartphone.
That's good enough, yes. Yep. But the an entry on your bank statement or just an amount paid from a credit card doesn't tell us what you have actually bought.
Okay.
So that's why it's important to be on guard all year through. Is it directly related? Is there a connection? Does you need to ask?
Okay, so take us through some of those things. What are some of the main things you definitely can claim?
Well, the definite things are going to be clothing.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
I'm guessing you want to claim your ordinary clothing for a tax deduction.
Extraordinary, darling.
Right. It's very, very common for people who want to claim that, and particularly in retail where women have 20% discount given. But unfortunately, unless it's actually directly related to their work, identifiable as a uniform, or working in an environment where they have to have protective clothing, then there's no claim for clothing.
All right. I'll have to get logos printed. What about gifts and donations? Is there anything that you can do with those?
Gifts and donations have reduced since COVID, mainly because people are still donating, but they're actually going to the actual site, i.e. the CFS. They'll go to the site and give the money to the actual CFS. But it doesn't stop from the point of view that if you are physically paying a donation and getting nothing in return, it is tax deductible. None of those tickets for those houses in Queensland are tax deductible.
Oh, what about motor vehicles? We'll talk more in depth in another episode about motor vehicle claims, but could someone claim petrol or...
Motor vehicles, as you said, we'll talk about that later. But generally, you do have claims for motor vehicle. There needs to be, again, with the records. And yes, people do, not incidental, but if you're required to travel between different locations. Keep records.
Yep.
How many kilometres you've travelled. The working from home continues to be an issue that many, many people still do that. Do they use their mobile phone for work? Are they a member of a union or they pay subscriptions? It's just a matter of putting yourself in a situation. What have I spent that relates to my work? Keep a receipt and that conversation can be had.
Great. And let's talk a little bit about side hustles, Pauline, because that seems to be something more and more people are doing these days. People needing cash, driving around for Uber, Menu Log, or even getting on TikTok and making partnerships with other businesses. Are these considerations for the tax department?
Definitely. And they're seeing these. Those that have come out of COVID stronger have become businesses. So although it may be considered to you something that you do on the weekend in the evenings, it is being reported to the tax office from eBay, Marketplace. They get out into the streets, they go to fairs, they go to markets, also to identify those people that might have side hustles. It's important to know that effectively you, again, records need to be kept of your income and your expenses. So it's important. The tax office are also looking at the influencers who perhaps don't receive money but may receive goods. That's also going to be looked at.
Oh, does that affect your income wholly or how does that work?
It does. It's considered in the same way as any other business. And the one at the moment, OnlyFans, which is the talk at the moment, that also is taxable. But again, they're entitled to claim the expenses that they may have in relation to that.
Yeah, right. And the ATO keeping a closer eye, I hear, on things this year.
They are, but they do that each year. And if most taxpayers are extremely honest in what they claim, and if they put their thinking caps on and think, am I spending it for work, keeping their receipts, they have nothing to be concerned about in case of audit.
Any other new things, any changes this year that we should be conscious of when we're putting in our returns?
Self-education. The tax office recognises self-education is now very important. and have changed the so that more can be claimed, but it has to be related to their work.
Okay.
Yeah, they can't be a, for example, a nurse who wants to become a brain surgeon. That's not self-education. But if that nurse is doing courses in pain or how to console patients, then that is deductible.
Okay.
So there's a very fine line with all of those.
Right. So if you are to go off and do a course or buy some books or something like that, you get a percentage off back.
Always.
From that. Yeah.
And don't forget, you also travel to your educational institution and also to the Learning Resource Centre, then potentially you're able to claim for your kilometres there as well.
Great. Oh, there's all these ideas I'm getting now. Thank you so much for your time today, Pauline.
Thanks, Jenny.
This was part one of our tax tips series. So on part two, we'll share some advice for those working from home or driving around a lot for work. If you'd like to get in touch, it's paulinemurrayaccounting.com.au, and we'll put this audio and future chats on the website too.
Tax tips with Pauline R. Murray Accountants. Excellence in tax.